At the 2012 IFAJ Congress, I'm visiting with Mike Wilson. Mike, I know you are soon to be our outgoing president for IFAJ. Just give us a couple comments here on, A, how is IFAJ doing, and what can we expect out of this year's Congress?
Well, thank you, Chuck. I remember you giving me a chance to talk actually 4 years ago when I first became IFAJ president, so the whole thing has come full circle for me, and I have to say that I've really enjoyed my chance to lead this organization. I've definitely gotten more out of this organization than I've put into it, but as the former president, my good friend David Markey has always said, you get out of it what you put into it. So I would say that the IFAJ is doing very well right now. We've spent a lot of hard work on building up our financial reserves. We have more financial reserves in the bank than we've ever had. And now we're planning to invest in ourselves. We're planning a new strategic global plan that will help bring our organization closer to the agricultural communicators all over the world who may not get a chance to have any kind of formal training. We're going to try to connect with those folks in Africa, in Eastern Europe, in Asia, some of the folks that are sort of outside of the traditional bounds of the International Federation. You know, normally you might say International Federation of Agriculture Journalists and you think of North America and Europe, but now we're moving beyond there. We have Argentina as our Congress next year, and so now with the strategic plan, we're going to be investing a lot of money in online activities, online education, and we're going to be connecting more and trying to bring more people to the IFAJ Congresses, and we're going to try to have more of an outreach program in general. So we're very, very excited.
Well, it sounds like you're just continuing that, I guess, new tradition, we might say, that David Markey brought to the organization, and that was my introduction as well, and have had the opportunity to participate quite a few times since then. As you look at Sweden this year, where we are, we're about to kick off officially this Congress. What are some of the things you might offer in terms of what we're going to see and do here?
Well, Sweden, like many, many other countries, is looking at things like sustainability. You know, agriculture has an interesting footprint. We have to produce food for the world, but we also, it takes something. It takes energy. It takes a carbon footprint. And we're all now sort of concerned about what is that footprint? What does it take to produce a bushel of corn or wheat or whatever? In Sweden, they're looking at that this week. We are going to be introduced to some very interesting ideas. Sweden is perhaps one of the leading countries in terms of milking technologies. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be seeing some of that. We're going to be seeing some of the things that they do here in terms of forestry. They're one of the leading forestry producers. When you come to Sweden, it looks fantastic. It's a beautiful landscape. It's like it came right out of a painting. And we're going to find out what they're doing here to make their agriculture more sustainable. Everybody in the world is concerned about what's going to happen in the next 20, 30, 40 years. We all know that we're looking at a 9 billion population and by 2050, and it's the one thing that connects all of us. We're all connected in terms of trying to figure out how to do that, how to produce food to keep people from not being hungry, not starving, and in fact, trying to reduce that whole issue, the terrible issue of 1 in 7 people going to bed hungry every night. Everybody involved in agriculture is interested in this, and especially these people who are coming this week. In terms of agriculture communicators, we all have that on our radar, and we know we're going to have to play a part in that. So the Swedes are looking at that, and I'm really looking forward to what we're going to be seeing this week.
Well, I've had already interesting conversation here at our dinner table. This is essentially like the executive committee, basically, I guess, for IFAJ that's meeting ahead of the start of the full Congress. But one of the things that came up already tonight was a wine. Now, we didn't have Swedish wine. We had French wine. But it was ecological wine. And when I asked what that meant, the basic definition is kind of what we would call organic. In fact, I was told you can kind of interchange those two words and how they use it here. Not sustainable. That was not part of the equation, but so that's just something I learned here, a little tidbit. We'll, I'm sure, like you said, learn a lot more as we go through the Congress. So you're going to be turning the gavel over at some point here during this Congress, and I guess that takes place. When is that election, and how do we do that transfer?
Well, actually, the election takes place during our annual delegate meeting, and that's on Thursday. The my final moment as president of IFAJ is at the end of the Congress. And while I've enjoyed my time, I've always been a proponent of do your part, be the leader for the time that you are allotted, and then move on. Move on and let somebody else do it, because this organization is going to grow when you have new ideas inserted into the organization, new ideas, new concepts, someone else's vision. And I'm really, really excited about the next president. We've already selected the next president, and that's Markus Rediger from Switzerland. He's been a friend of mine since 1987. I can't tell you how happy I am that, first of all, that I have enjoyed my time as president, but that we're moving on and we're going to be seeing some new and exciting things for IFAJ. So it's all good.
Yeah, I'm excited for Markus, too. He's one of the first people I met at my first Congress, which was in Switzerland, and Still, they kind of set the bar for a lot of these countries to reach towards. Thank you very much, Mike Wilson, who is going to be the outgoing president here at the IFAJ Congress being held kind of near Stockholm, Sweden. We're not sure exactly where we are, but we're out in the country, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.